IPC risk assessment process. An IPC risk assessment is used to help focus an organization's surveillance and other IPC activities. It is the starting point from which an IPC program develops. It's used to evaluate the risks associated with identified and hypothetical hazards or dangers, and to determine ways in which the IPC team can eliminate or control potential threats. For a risk assessment to be useful, it needs to be done according to a set process. The APIC/JCR Infection Prevention and Control Workbook describes this process. Create a team or advisory group. Establish a timeline. Gather data and information. Develop systematic methods and templates. Engage and educate others to assist in the assessment. Perform the risk assessment. Use identified priorities to develop the IPC program goals, objectives, and activities. Disseminate the information. Updating the IPC risk assessment and reports. A facility IPC risk assessment should be performed at least annually. The assessment identifies and prioritizes high volume, high risk, and problem-prone activities. It assesses potential risks for infection, contamination, and exposure, as well as the program's readiness to eliminate or mitigate these risks. Risk assessment is, however, also an ongoing part of the IPC program. The risk assessment should be updated whenever new risks arise. For example, new procedures, changes in patient population, or a pandemic, or when there are changes to already identified risks. For example, the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, pandemic affected institutions and facilities worldwide. The emergence of variants caused authorities to revisit previously enforced IPC measures, such as periodic lockdowns. On a smaller scale, a new facility-wide risk assessment might be needed when there is an unpredictable increase in a particular infection.